Dictation for Robert Schufeld, S-H-U-F-E-L-T, September 2742. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a consultation for Mr. Schufeld with progressive renal failure. He has a history of a 6 centimeters angiomyolipoma on the lower pole left kidney. Cryotherapy was done December 2021. Also enlargement of the prostate within the last month and a half. Urolift procedure. Complications of urinary frequency, hematuria. Has been evaluated twice in the emergency room. There has been progressive rise in creatinine over the last few years. Did have an intravesical catheter for about 10 days that was removed. Presently, very slow urinary flow. Hematuria has resolved, did not receive antibiotics. Some frequency urgency. No fever, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. No gross abdominal or back pain. Poor appetite, has lost 6 pounds in the recent past. Stable edema without ulcers. No chest pain, palpitation, does have atrial fibrillation. No syncope oxygen. Stable dyspnea. No purulent arterial hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. Otherwise, review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes for at least 20 years, has not been on insulin. There is no documented diabetic retinopathy, neuropathy, or foot ulcers. She has hypertension, long-standing, coronary artery disease, follow cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Has atrial fibrillation anticoagulation. There has been no thromboembolic episodes, no stroke or peripheral embolization. He's not aware of rheumatic fever, endocarditis, heart attack, or congestive heart failure. There is a remote history of transfusion, but he denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Prior kidney stones, he's not aware of the type of stones. He doesn't recall procedures. No chronic liver disease, no gout, no pneumonia, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Incidental 4 centimeter abdominal aortic aneurysm. Question rheumatoid arthritis. Underlying COPD. Hyperlipidemia, obesity. Left eye when he was 8-9 years old, trauma, not related to diabetes. Next paragraph, surgeries for chronic back pain with the placement of a morphine implant that eventually was removed. Right-sided cataract surgery. Prior multiple trauma. He fell for a two-story building. Extensive surgeries on the left forearm for fracture and repair of soft tissues. There was fracture of the skull, but no seizures. The three-vessel coronary artery bypass 2010, prior EGD colonoscopy, prior shockwave lithotripsy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, start smoking age 12, 13, one pack per day until present. Next paragraph, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include Xarelto, Zoloft, Lasix, Flomax, Lipitor, Tramadol, Glipizide, Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C. Lisinopril has been discontinued, and he denies anti-inflammatory agents, and he's not using any bronchodilators. Next paragraph. on physical exam, his weight 203, blood pressure on the right sided 140 over 72, left sided 142 over 80. He wears a prosthesis on the left eye, the right eye, cataract surgery, decreased hearing, normal speech, overweight. He has no facial asymmetry, no teeth, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid Bruch JVD. There are upper chest anterior wheezes, distant presence on the right side, posteriorly without any blood, has atrial fibrillation rate is less than 90, obesity of the abdomen via stasis of the rectum, no palpable liver, spleen, masses, or ascites. He has poor circulation, decreased popliteal, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, cyanotic toes but no gangrene. He has partial amputation on the left thumb. Number 4 and number 5 fingers are contracted on the left. I don't see, however, Dupuytren, D-U-P-U-Y-T-R-E-N. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. January of this year, 1.6, February 1.9, and April around procedure time 2, an improvement down to 1.7. A normal potassium acid base, relatively low sodium, 136, low albumin 3.4, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. Most recent hemoglobin of 12.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets. No recent A1C, historically 6.2, 6.9. In February of this year, antinuclear antibodies negative, rheumatoid factor negative, anti-CCP negative, although the C-reactive protein was elevated, 3.7. Urine shows a plus of protein, 2 plus of blood, and this is around the prostate procedure. I review all the ultrasound CT scans in February of this year. 11.4 on the right, 10.2 on the left, no obstruction, no stone on the right side. There is an angiomyolipoma on the left kidney, which is larger than before, 7.5 by 7.4 by 7.5. Post-void bladder was 130, and again, this is before prostate procedure, urolift. Ultrasound post-procedure in the emergency room, the bladder was distended, 270, and that's the reason they place a Foley catheter, which has already been removed. He has atrial fibrillation on prior EKGs. Next paragraph, CKD stage 3 with recent acute process at the time of urinary retention post prostate procedure UroLift, catheter already removed. We are going to monitor chemistries in a regular basis. He still has significant symptoms of frequency, urgency, dysuria, and I will not be surprised if there is persistent urinary retention. On physical exam, there was nothing to suggest symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension, fair control, presently off ACE inhibitors. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, with rate less than 90. Takes no medication for rate control. Next number, anemia from recent procedures. Next number, smoker COPD. Next number, coronary artery disease with a prior bypass surgery. There is no information about an echocardiogram or valve abnormalities. Next number, angiomyolipoma, growing over time, failed to cryotherapy from last year, left lower pole of the kidney. Next number, incidental abdominal aortic aneurysm 4 centimeters. Next number, clinical evidence of peripheral vascular disease, but not symptomatic. Next paragraph, further advice to follow with new blood tests, which will be done on the next few weeks and in a monthly basis. Low threshold for urinary retention and obstructive uropathy, end of dictation.